Welcome, welcome, and welcome, everybody, to the show. It's Rob Zaccheri. Rob Zaccheri Show. We are live. Yes, we are live. And we just came from the green room. Yes, we just came from the green room where James Comey is testifying on Capitol Hill. Totally sucks that our show is at the time that it is and that we are on the West Coast. Because this happens every time there is some type of hearing or press conference or some other all eyes on situation. Bang, here we are. Right in the middle of the show. So I can only get bits and pieces, tiny little nuggets, rather things that I saw in the green room or was able to hear. Car, I can't get up at 6 o'clock in the morning. Plus, even if I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning, there's the damn thing's still going on. It's like when Hillary did the Benghazi hearing. Thing was all day and into the night. So for our whole 3 hours, we missed it. And now we're missing big chunks of the Comey testimony. Oh, man. What a day. What a day. That's why I debate this. I debate this every day. Do we move the show to nighttime? Do we move the show to the night? We move the show to the night. Then we get all this. We get everything that happened during the day. Get everything that happened during the day. Oh, man. What do we do? What do we do? That's the question. What do we do? Well, it is what it is right now. So, Comey. Oh, God, there's so many little nuggets. Where do we start? That's the question. Where do we start? So many nuggets. You know, I'll tell you this. Let me start. I want to start with this. I'm sitting there watching, I think CNN, and they have this, these Republicans who are never Trumpers completely just boggle my mind. They really do. They boggle my mind. They absolutely boggle my mind. Because I'd like to ask you this. What would they be saying if, let's just say for the sake of argument, Ted Cruz was the nominee? What would they be saying if Ted Cruz was the nominee and people kept bringing up the fact that Ted Cruz was arm in arm on stage with a pastor who talked about wanting to kill gays? Would these never Trumpers defend Ted Cruz? Would they be appalled? Would they be outraged? Would they be appalled and outraged about Ted Cruz saying New York values are about the people that control the money and the media, which was a reference to Jews. I mean, would they defend Ted Cruz? Would they defend Ted Cruz? I mean, those are two pretty heavy things. Kill gays and Jews control the media and money. I'm just wondering, because they have this illusion that there is somehow the perfect candidate out there. They don't like Trump. They despise Trump. But there is a perfect candidate out there. Not sure where he is or who he is or she, for that matter. Perfect candidate. I'm trying to figure this out when I watch Bill Kristol on CNN or MSNBC, or that great big fat woman, that fat black woman, Stoudemire. I think Stoudemire, big fat black woman. Huge, like enormous, like unhealthy. We're not talking about Amy Schumer portly, okay? We're not even talking about me portly. We're talking about unhealthy, like drop dead real soon because your blood is full of cholesterol and gristle and God knows what else is in there. Like, she's just huge, like huge. And to watch her and the rest of the Never Trumpers talk about Donald Trump, he's just a horrible person, he's a horrible candidate. And Hillary Clinton is so bad, she's so awful. And all of this stuff that's coming out about the emails would be a slam dunk for any other Republican. Any other Republican right now would be up on Hillary Clinton by 25 points. But because it's Donald Trump, Hillary Clinton is running neck and neck, because you have two candidates, they are despised. And then I go back to, so who are you talking about? What candidate are you talking about that somehow would magically convert 15 million people to be up by 20 and 25 points and they would be landslides? Even on Fox, that Greg Gutfeld talking about Hillary Clinton being weak and pathetic and she's done and it's over and this is a slam dunk. But we have Donald Trump, so that's why she's able to get out of this. And again, I say to Gutfeld, who? Because remember, if they, in the primaries, they weren't exciting too many people. If they didn't beat Trump in the primaries, there was no enthusiasm But let's play along. Who out of that group right now would have millions and millions of Democrats? Because that's what we're talking about. Millions of Democrats in their corner right now. They are switching their cards from lifelong Democrats to now Republicans because Hillary Clinton is a liar and she's incompetent as far as handling any type of electronic communication. Now, remember, Hillary Clinton being a liar, Hillary Clinton being shady, Hillary Clinton being who she is baked into the cake. So what Democrats, once again, we're going to see Ted Cruz right now and go, oh my God, he's a man of honor. He's a man of integrity. This Hillary Clinton is a bad person. I'm switching my vote. I'm switching my affiliation. I am going with Ted Cruz. Who? Stoudemire, Crystal, Stevens, Gutfeld, Perino, S.E. Cup. Who? Tell me. Democrats don't care. Democrats don't care. I said this weeks and 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 months and months and months ago. In order to change anything as far as politics, as far as culture, you have to control the media. You have to own CNN. You have to own MSNBC. I mean, last night, example, CNN, they're supposed to be, right, impartial. They're supposed to be news. Well, they had a whole panel blasting Trump, just blasting Trump, led by the guy owns, the guy who owns the Daily Beast. Guy who owns the Daily Beast. Guy who owns, let's see, what? Wait a minute. I even wrote this down. I was like, wow. Yeah. John Avalon. They gave this guy a platform. The Daily Beast. They despise Trump. Despise him. Absolutely despise. Buys him. Whole platform. CNN put together this whole package about Trump and his history in Atlantic City. So remember what we talked about yesterday. The email scandal happens. The FBI, the Comey comes out and says Hillary's incompetent. She's just a moron. She's basically borderline retarded. Okay, let's be serious here. She's basically retarded. That's what the FBI director. I mean, today the FBI director said, I don't think Secretary Clinton is as sophisticated as we all thought. That's saying she's not as smart as we all thought. She's borderline retarded. Okay? I mean, listen, not to put down lawyers And who knows, maybe I'll go back to school and become a lawyer. But to be a lawyer, it ain't that big of a deal. Okay? It ain't that big of a deal. So remember what we said yesterday. Comey comes out. She's borderline retarded. And what does she do? She plans to go to Atlantic City on that day to give a whole big rah, rah, rah. Donald Trump sucks. He's horrible. He was here in this town, ruined everything. The media pushes it. The media hypes it. It distracts everybody away from Comey saying she's retarded. And then CNN puts together a package about Atlantic City and Trump's time there. So it's obvious that they were working on this. It wasn't like, ooh, whoa, yeah, Hillary, okay, let's run to it. So it's obvious. It was all planned. And then you got the Daily Beast, John Avalon on there. I mean, it's just, it's, again, you have to control the media. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. You have to control the media. End of story. The media, whether it was Trump, Cruz, Rubio, think about this. As Stoudemire, Crystal, Kupp, the rest of these morons are talking about, any other candidate, this would be a slam dunk. They'd be with it. So Rubio is going to talk about Hillary Clinton being retarded. So Marco Rubio, the guy who can't maintain control or do anything with his finances whatsoever. That guy. He's buying houses. He's selling them upside down. I mean, that guy. The guy who has problems with his own finances, really? That guy is going to talk about Hillary Clinton's competency? The guy who hasn't been in the Senate to cast pertinent vote? I mean, please, Marco Rubio, Mr. Pro-Lifer, what Democrats are gonna flip? What millions and millions of Democrats are gonna flip? Who? It's asinine. It's absolutely asinine. These never Trumpers. Could you imagine? Can you imagine if the roles are reversed and Trump lost, and you had people every day going on TV running down Rubio or running down Cruz and talking about starting a third party with Trump and having him run against Cruz and Hillary? Can you imagine what these never Trumpers would be saying? Can you imagine what Stoudemire and Effie Kupp and Bill Kristol would be saying? They would be beside themselves with anger. They'd be talking about sore losers and crybabies and whiners. I mean, it would be just unfathomable. I mean, it would be insane. No different than back with McCain and Romney. And when all these people basically said, hey, this is our nominee, shut up and let's do what we got to do. And let's face it, guys. Let's face it. Okay? You want to talk about a weak candidate? You want to talk about an opportunity blown? You want to talk about, oh my God, if it was anybody else? Well, John McCain, decorated war hero, prisoner in Nam. When you talk about being qualified to run for president of the United States, I mean, a sitting senator, not 1 year, not 2 years, years. The wisdom. I mean, please. John McCain, talk about qualifications. And he's running against a freshman senator. A freshman senator from Illinois who's also black, who's also tied to Islam, who's also tied to radical pastors and other religious figures talking about goddamn America. Really? I mean, really? You want to talk about non-traditional? You want to talk about blowing an opportunity? And it being 2008. So don't give me this, oh my God, any other candidate would be destroying Hillary Clinton, destroying her. No. That's not true. And then if you want, jump 4 years ahead. Obama didn't do real good in his first 4 years. It's kind of a mess. Nothing exciting there. No big changes. Yeah, you could say, well, look, this happened and this was saved and that was saved. Okay, well, you could play that game, but let's be real. Obama was extremely, extremely vulnerable. People that voted for him in 08 were now having Obama regret. And Mitt Romney lost. The perfect candidate. The perfect candidate. Oh, if we had just had, man, Hillary Clinton would be done. Sure. Just like Obama was done in 08 and Obama was done in 2012. You never Trumpers are insane. You're insane. You're the same goofy retards that were around in the primaries by saying, well, Trump can't win. There's no way he can win. Sure, there's 30,000 people at this rally, but are they really going to vote? Well, if you're standing in line for 4 hours to see somebody speak, don't you think you would wait half that to cast a vote? No, really, SC Cup? How do you make sense out of your logic? I just do because I wear smart glasses. Oh, okay. Okay, sure. And these are the same people that are on CNN and Fox and MSNBC saying Donald Trump is squandering. He's squandering this opportunity. He's off message. He needs to be going after Hillary Clinton. He has to be hammering Hillary Clinton. Any other Republican, any other would be hammering Hillary right now. They'd be up 20 points. It'd be over. We'd be talking Reagan-esque landslide. And again, these are the people that said, oh, all these individuals aren't going to vote for Trump. Yeah, they're showing up to rallies, but they're not going to vote. Yeah, they're showing up in polls, but they're not going to vote. So these same people have the logic that lifelong Democrats, okay, BuzzFeed readers, Huffington Post readers, MSNBC watchers, CNN watchers, HBO watchers, Bill Maher watchers, Saturday Night Live watchers, Hollywood, all these people are all of a sudden going to go, oh my God, Hillary Clinton lied about her emails. Oh, well, I'm not voting for her. I'm voting for Ted Cruz. Once again, these are the retarded pundit class I'll tell you this, when my kid grows up, and I know my parents tried to beat it into my head, and of course it didn't work. I take all the blame, but a little has to be on their end because they ultimately gave in and let me do what I wanted to do, and I think you just have to, you have to just, You have to be committed to that, to being in that situation forever. You got, that's it. You're in the Middle East. You're there forever. You got a kid. You have to just pound it into their head forever. But ultimately, I take full responsibility. But I should have went to college. Because if I would have went to college, I'd be doing all of this pundit stuff. I'd be in the political world, but I don't have a college degree, so I'm effing doomed. Okay? I'm effing doomed. I'll be sitting here in this hot studio podcasting for the rest of my life. And my kid will be walking in going, "Hi, Daddy, what a loser you are." And say, "Yep, and you're not going to be a loser either. You're going to college. That way you could go get a job being a pundit." Because that's the only reason they got these jobs, is they have a college resume. That's it. Or if they're a woman, they're filleting Roger Ailes. Because let's face it, we know that's how these women got their gigs at Fox News. All right? I think Roger with the Greta Carlson, I think he was just, you know, us guys are weird. Okay, you never go, you ultimately go with what you don't. Roger Ailes, you know, you got Megyn Kelly, you got the Guilfoyle That one with the beautiful, nice manicured hair and the large breasts. So you're tasting all of this. This is all prime. But you know, you want to slum it for a while. So you go after a 50-year-old. You go after a 50-year-old former pageant winner. Anyways, I'm getting off the I'm going off the rails right now. But I'm just saying, they got a little college resume. They go into Washington and they go, "Hi, I am a journalist major from wherever, Wichita, Kansas University." And CNN goes, "Oh, okay, well." We're going to give you this low-level job and you can work your way up. Okay. And they're stupid. Talk about judgment. When you're a woman, when you're a guy, either or, and you weigh 400 pounds, you have no judgment. You know, you don't have the good sense to put down the Twinkie. You don't have the good sense to put down the hot dog, put down the ham, put down something, put a carrot in your mouth. Not good judgment, bad judgment. If we would have just had a better candidate, if we could just have a better candidate, we'd be winning. No, you wouldn't, stupid. You wouldn't. You wouldn't. Who? So what Democrat? What Democrat is going to vote for Ted Cruz? Let's pretend Trump tomorrow went, "I'm out of the race. I'm done. I quit. I'm going to go back to Turnberry. This is all just a big goof. It was all fun." Because remember, Rachel Maddow, 8 months ago, said that's what Trump was going to do. He was going to go, "It's a big goof." That dummy. When I say that, people go, "You know, she's a Rhodes Scholar. She's not a dummy." Okay, well, just because you memorize something, it doesn't make you a smart person. Just because you can memorize the Encyclopedia Britannica doesn't mean you're a smart person. Okay? Would you want Rain Man flying an airplane? Would you want Rain Man navigating you in a car through a bunch of landmines in a road? No, of course not. You want him counting cards in Vegas, toothpicks. Yeah, he's smart, but he's stupid. So Trump gets out because Rachel Maddow was correct. And now you got Ted Cruz. Where's this crossover appeal? Where's the crossover appeal? "I am going to be a strict constitutionalist. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do that." Get out of here, stupids. Stupids. You got to win Pennsylvania. You got to win Ohio. You got to win the blue-collar guys. You gotta win those guys in the trenches, the construction workers. You got to win the guys that have been employed by Donald Trump. Gotta win those guys and women. Some lawyer from Harvard, Princeton, clerked for a Supreme Court justice. He's not getting a blue collar vote. Guy who, along with Hillary Clinton, hasn't created a thing in their lives. Not a thing in their lives. And this notion that Republicans are going to get, 40% of the Hispanic vote and, 40% of the black vote. What world do you live in? What world do you live in? I mean, I know Republicans haven't had the White House since 2000, and that's their only reference. That's their only time that they can go, oh yeah, I remember winning this election. I remember what. And before that, you had Reagan. Well, guess what? Times change. As of today, you got dudes with boobs serving in the military. Go figure. So the concept that a Republican is going to win 40% of the Hispanic vote and that's going to propel them to the White House is ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. Absolutely ludicrous. And if Republicans would have focused on Pennsylvania, Ohio, focused on that Rust Belt area 4 years ago, they would have won. Focused on the area that has been affected the most by trade deals, NAFTA, illegals. Everybody focuses with this whole Mexican thing with California. No, listen. All the Mexicans that live in this country, all the illegal, it's all California, Texas. That's like the majority. I've said this before. You got like one in Pennsylvania, maybe three in Ohio. People, man, if we would have just have somebody else, they would be 20. But Greg Gutfeld, this dummy, Fox hires him. Why? Why? I don't get it. I just don't get it. Don't get it. I don't get any of these people. I don't get it. It's just insane. Anybody else, if we was... take a look at John Kasich's numbers. He beats Hillary. He beats... So we're a hypothetical... where Trump doesn't exist, no one else exists, and John Kasich is just the anointed one. You know what's funny? You want to know how both sides want the presidency determined? And more on the Republican side, I'll tell you, more on the Republican side, Democrats and their system is bad. The whole superdelegates. At the end of the day, Crazy Bernie didn't beat Hillary as far as a popular vote. I'm still big on the whole popular vote thing. I know, call me kooky. I'm still big on pure democracy. If we're going to talk about democracy, we're going to talk about voting and every voice counts. then you have to talk about pure democracy. You have to talk about an up or down vote. Hell, that even pertains to Congress. Hey, we want to pass a bill. You're, allowed to eat your boogers. Whatever. So whatever kooky thing. Here it goes. On November 5th, October 1st, September 10th, whatever day is going to be the official eat your booger day or free cookie day. Go and vote and see what wins. I'm big on that. I'm big on that. So on the Democrat side, yeah, you got superdelegates. That's kind of effed up. But Bernie still lost by 2-3 million votes. Plain and simple. System might be rigged, but as far as the Bernie side, he lost the popular vote. Now, when you talk about Republicans, what they want to do is they basically want to do away with the whole primary situation. And what I mean by that is, here's their concept. If Trump wasn't in the race, then people would have picked somebody else. Cruz, maybe Bush, maybe Rubio. And then that person would be running against Hillary or Joe Biden or Bernie Sanders or, hell, Obama 4 years ago. So if they could get away with doing away with primaries and they just sit in a room and they throw around names, they get names thrown at them, and then like five people, presumably the ones with the biggest donors or money, whoever has the power, then goes ahead and says, here's who I think we should go to and ask to run. And then they pick who they want to run for the party. They vet that person. They tell that person what to say, what policy points to, go with, whatever. And then if you're a Republican, you're going to vote for whoever the Republicans put in front of you. If you're a Democrat and you like that Republican, maybe you'll cross over. But it's hand-picked. That's what the Republicans want. If you read between their lines, if you read between what the pundits say, if you read between the lines of what George Will says and Crystal and all of the New York Times writers and Washington Post writers, or at least those Republicans that get sprinkled in to write a column or two to try to give the impression or the appearance that the paper is balanced. But if you read between their lines, it's all about, if it wasn't for Trump, if it wasn't for Trump. And it's just an asinine statement, because what you have to say then is, if it wasn't for the voters, if it wasn't for the voters, because the voters voted him. And when you hear them say, yeah, but it's only a small percentage of the electorate that voted for him, because only a small electorate voted in the primary, so what we got to do is get rid of the primaries. So they want to get rid of the primaries. They want to get rid of the way you pick a candidate. Mark my words, ladies and gentlemen, after this election cycle, mark my words, the Republican Party will never let this happen again. 4 years. 4 years in our lives is a lifetime. 4 years in our lives is a lifetime. Like I said, as we speak, dudes with boobs, full-on makeup, wig, earrings, the whole ball of wax could serve in the military. Something that you would never have thought could happen. Ever. You just never thought that could ever happen. And it is happening. So imagine where we will be in 4 years. Hell, I never imagined that the government wouldn't be involved in space exploration. I know that sounds cheesy and geeky, but growing up, I always remember space shuttle takeoffs and just everything involving the, you know, exploration and space shuttles. I thought that we would not have a space program. It would basically be farmed out. Know that. So imagine in 4 years. Imagine in 4 years, the Republican Party saying to themselves, we're never going to let this happen. Remember, the superdelegates, as far as Democrats, as far as the Democrats go, was set up for what happened to them many years ago. So the Democrats said, we're not going to let this happen. We're never going to let the people decide who the nominee is. So right now, the Republicans are already sitting there going, okay, once this election's done, we need to adopt some type of superdelegate situation. That way, if the people start going with somebody that we don't like, we always have in our back pocket 500 or 600 delegates that we can throw to the person we do like that will beat the person we don't like. Telling you. The next primary that happens, you will not have what we have now. Because that's all the Republicans' mindset. Donald Trump, he wasn't there. No Donald Trump. But the people voted for him. And the SE Cups and the Stoudemires and the Crystals, they just can't get their heads around the fact that the people voted for him. So their answer is, if he wasn't there, the people wouldn't vote for him. That's what's wild, man. That's what's wild. Their logic basically is, we wouldn't be in this situation if Donald Trump didn't run. So if Donald Trump didn't run, these people wouldn't have voted for him, and they would have voted for somebody else, and then that person would be where Donald Trump is right now, and they would be 25 points up on Hillary Clinton, and everything would be good with the world. As if the angst and the feeling that the base of the Republican Party are brewing inside them wouldn't be there. That's like saying, well, my wife cheated on me with, 17 young Haitian boys at this Capitol Hill party thrown by Denny Hassert. Okay? Now, if my wife just didn't go to that party, then she wouldn't have been engaged in this gangbang, which in turn I found out, which in turn we got divorced, which in turn I lost custody of my kids because they give the mom primary custody, which in turn I had to pay, which in turn, and here I am, homeless and alone, and I'm just going to take these bottles of pills and kill myself. Damn, if she would just never have gone to that party. It's like the butterfly effect. Well, if she didn't go to that party, she would have gone to some party. At some point, she wanted to have a gangbang with 17 young Haitian boys, okay? And if it wasn't Denny Hassert's party, it would have been Lincoln Chafee's party. Or it would have been Senator Corker's party. Or it would have been Bill Clinton's party. It would have been some party. So rather, Donald Trump was in the race now, or Donald Trump was in the race 4 years from now, or Donald Trump never stepped foot in. At some point, the base is going to abandon whoever that nominee is or was, because they are saying stuff that the base doesn't like. So the base isn't going to vote for the Democrat. The base will just stay home. The base will just not be enthused. The base will say, who cares? Rubio or this Cruz is just like Hillary or just like Biden or just like so this notion that if there was no Trump, so Kasich, oh, look at the polls. Look. Well, yeah, dummy. In order for that situation to be what it is, there has to be no Trump. There has to be no primary. It has to be you in a room with five or six grand poobahs of the Republican Party, and they look at you and go, all right, we're going to make you the nominee. And then you're the nominee. But that's not how it works. It'll work that way 4 years from now, but right now it doesn't work. So whoever the Republicans would have nominated would be in the same situation that Trump is in. Ultimately, and the Republicans forget about this, the pundits forget about this, before there was Trump. Remember, before there was Trump, they all would tell us, we Republicans start off at a disadvantage when it comes to the electoral map. Regardless of who our candidate is, we're already basically in the hole because X, Y, and Z state traditionally go with a Democrat, and that puts them only needing a very small amount of electoral college votes to win the presidency. In every election cycle, the Democrats get more and more of an advantage because there are more registered Democrats or independents that lean Democrats than there are Republicans. That's just the way it is. So before Trump even got the nomination, Republicans were saying, we're already at a disadvantage. So regardless of who the candidate is, they're going to be in the exact same situation. You're still going to have your daily beasts. You're still going to have your voxes. You're still going to have the media. You're still going to have Facebook. You're still going to have Twitter. You're still going to have YouTube. You're still going to have Instagram. You're still going to have Google. You're still going to have Microsoft. You're still going to have Hollywood. You're still going to have the network television shows. Saturday Night Live, Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel. You're still going to have the way we get messages, the way we get information. You're still going to have all of that controlled by Democrats. Still going to have that. You're still going to have the propaganda wing of the Democrat Party calling the shots and disseminating whatever Democrats want. So you're still going to have CNN. You're still going to have MSNBC. You're still going to have ABC. You're still going to have everybody associated with the media and the internet and all levels of communication putting out a message that liberals are good, liberal politics are good, Democrats are good, the Democrat message is good. And Republicans destroy the world. They're horrible people. They want to control a woman's body. They want to kill gays. They hate black people. And the list goes on and on. And for the pundits, the Stoudemires, these animals, Gutfelds, for them to honestly say, oh, any other candidate would be destroying Hillary right now, is asinine. It's absolutely asinine.